理课堂听 class.com。
Unit 10. Talking about dreams. 181. What's your dream?
182. My dream is to become a millionaire.
183. Her dream is very beautiful.
184. She dreams of becoming a movie star.
185.When I was little, I dreamed of becoming a banker. And now my dream is to become a lawyer.
186. Everyone has a dream.
187. Our lives would be miserable without dreams.
188. My dream of being an astronaut has finally come true.
189. My brother realized the dream of his lifetime.
190. She's a daydreamer.
191. She lives in a dream.
192. She wishes she would marry a handsome prince.
193.She wishes she were richer.
194. He has a dream that someday he could conquer Mars and make it a nice planet for human beings and animals to live on.
195. She is depressed because her long-cherished dream is broken.
196. She could see no light at the end of the tunnel.
197. I had a nightmare last night.
198. Last night, I dreamed a strange dream.
199. I dreamed of three blind mice running after a farmer's wife.
200. When I was in preschool, I never dreamed that he would become my future husband.Floating in English. Our dreams. Everyone dreams. Most dreams are beautiful. Our lives would be miserable without such pleasant dreams. Some dreams will come true, but some won't. If you fail to realize your dream, don't be too depressed. Dream another dream. Your life and hope will go on. 2 years ago, our father and mother died in a car accident.My mother's parents took us to live with them in Hollywood, California. My sisters and I went from living our worst nightmare to being in the city of sweet dreams. Sometimes it seems odd to live in such a place, because most people only visit here as tourists. Kathy, Wendy, and I love it. Kathy's dream is to become the captain of a big ship.She wants to cross huge oceans under blue skies and white clouds. She'll never be afraid of storms. Because she is the oldest, Kathy always has to be brave. My father taught her to sail our Lightning 4 years ago. After our parents died, she taught me how to swim and sail. Kathy is only 16, but knows she'll either realize her dream or find a better one. Wendy...Our 8-year-old sister is a real dreamer. When she was in kindergarten, she dreamed of becoming a movie star. Now she dreams of marrying a millionaire or a handsome prince who might help her become a movie star. She often pretends she lives in a royal family. Kathy often says, "Good luck, Wendy. You have lots of time to find the husband of your dreams." My dream is to become an astronaut.I want to help explore Mars. Someday, humans will try to transform Mars. We will make it a wonderful planet for humans, plants, and all creatures to live on. It's a fantastic dream. This project will take several hundred years to do, but it can be done, and I want to be part of the beginning of it. Some people laugh at my dream. They say, it's not realistic. But as my father used to say, no guts, no glory.
Conversation 1. Fanny's Nightmare. Hi, Fanny.
Hi, Andy.
Are you feeling okay? You sound a little tired this morning.
I didn't sleep much last night. I really feel bad. It was a crazy night.
What happened?
I had a bad dream. I was walking alone in a graveyard, and suddenly all the ghosts jumped out of their graves. They began to chase me through the graveyard and shouted that they wanted my blood.
Oh, what a nightmare. Then what happened?
My mother woke me up. She had heard me crying out for help.
You've got a great mother.
I felt embarrassed. After all, I am 18 years old. Mom gave me some chocolate cookies and a glass of milk.
That sounds good.
Yeah, but I was afraid to fall back asleep. I'm worried about getting into the University of Michigan.
Me too. But I tell myself that if they don't accept me, another school will. Conversation 2. Fanny's dream is crushed. Hi, how is your family?
Everybody's fine, except for my daughter, Fanny.
What's the matter with Fanny?
She's depressed because her long-cherished dream is crushed.
What dream was that?
She wanted to go to the University of Michigan, one of the best schools in America. But because of her low SAT scores, they didn't accept her. Instead, she'll go to Northern Michigan University.
I'm sorry to hear that. Maybe in the long run, she'll be happier at Northern Michigan University. They do have an Olympic training center on their campus.
That sounds good.
It may not be real famous, but it is a pretty good school.
Fanny takes failure too seriously. She has stayed at home for 2 days, doing nothing at all but crying. When her friends call, she won't even talk to them. Fanny says there's no light at the end of the tunnel. She even mumbles about committing suicide.
That's silly. Tell Fanny that she will do just fine wherever she goes. And if she really wants to go to the University of Michigan, she can transfer in at the beginning of her junior year.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, it's true. If she does well at another university for 2 years, the University of Michigan will then be willing to accept her.
Arthur, I need you to come over and talk to her. She'll listen to you. Ever since my divorce, she hasn't seen much of her father. For the last 4 years, you're about the only man that has shown much interest in her.
She was a good little worker here in this grocery store last summer, but do you really think she'll listen to me?
Yes.
Okay, I'll bring some pizza over tonight at about 6.
I'll make the pizza. You just show up.
It's a deal.